With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It is Saturday, January 16th, and we're changing format. All right, not forever. What we're doing is we got inundated. I mean, inundated and slammed with emails and questions. And so Mark's like, okay, I know we've had these great interviews in the can with really interesting people, but we have got to get through some more of the questions that are being asked of us. And so therefore, for this weekend, we're actually doing calls because why? We want to hear your voices. And if you would like to come on the air with us, all you have to do is send an email, same old, ask Jill at jillonmoney.com and tell us, I want to come on the show with you. Mark does the rest. It's fantastic. And that is what Anthony did. He is on the line from Arkansas. Hello, Anthony. Welcome to Jill on Money. What can I do for you, sir?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. I have a couple of questions regarding some of the moves that I'm making in my retirement. When I initially started my job, I was informed that there was a, for our 403B, I was informed that there was a 6% mandatory contribution. However, my employer would match up to 10% dollar for dollar.
Wow, dollar for dollar? Holy moly.
So I did the responsible thing and I said, okay, I'm going to contribute up to the match.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also just over the years been doing a little bit extra as well. And currently what I'm doing is the 10% in order to get what I thought was the match. And then there's also a Roth 403B option. And I throw another 3% there as well.
Okay, so 10% into the pre-tax, 3% into the Roth.
Yes. And what I thought originally was that the 10% was matched dollar for dollar, which that is partially true. Either I misheard or the rules have changed because what the rules are now apparently is that the 6% mandatory, that's I understood correctly. But apparently the 10% comes in regardless.
Wait a minute. So what you're saying is the 6%, you have to put 6% in, but the organization is putting 10% in regardless of whether you're putting 10% yourself away, right?
That is my understanding.
Okay, that sounds good. I bet that that's right. Do you work for a university?
I do work for a university.
Yeah, that's often the education, higher ed. I've seen this a lot. And obviously, one thing that you should just clarify is to make sure you understand the rules as they stand today. But often they'll say, you know, no matter what you put in, once you get to that 6%, because they're forcing you to do that, we'll put 10% in. So that is pretty standard. So how old are you? Let's start with that.
I am 41.
Okay. Married, single?
Married, and my wife is 38.
Okay. Kids?
None.
Plan to?
None.
Ooh, that's what I like. That sounds like some good retirement planning right there, my friend. So right at this point, tell me a little bit about the nature of other stuff going on in your financial life. For example, how much money's in the 403B right now?
Well, right now, I have $250 in the 403B.
Mm-hmm.
I have $52 in the Roth 403B.
Okay.
I have $40 in an IRA that I rolled over from a previous employer. Mm-hmm. And I have another 23 in a Roth IRA that I contributed to before the 403b option became a thing.
I gotcha. Who is the custodian of your 403b right now? Like, what firm is it?
Yeah. Held it? TIA.
Fabulous. How much money you guys make?
Put together, we make about 110.
And does your wife have a retirement plan as well?
She has a retirement plan, but unfortunately, I do not know much about it. Okay. So the numbers I'm giving you are mine.
Okay. But she has some money floating around. Good. What else you got? What's out there? Got some emergency reserve money for Aunt Jill here? You make me feel very happy if you do.
We've got about $55,000 in just sitting in checking and savings. Mm-hmm. And we also, for whatever reason, we thought that a few months ago was the perfect time to move into a new house.
Well, you know, it happens when it happens, right?
And I'll tell you that the real estate market in Central Arkansas is absolutely crazy. If you are buying or selling a house below a certain price point, if you're selling, you won't be in the market for long. And if you're buying, you better jump on something if you like it.
So tell me, how much did you spend on the new house?
The contract price was $185,000, and we put 20% down, and we have a 15-year at 2.25%.
2.25%. Good God. Wow. The new house, you're putting money away in your retirement account. We don't know exactly what your wife is doing, but like, your cash flow is good?
Cash flow is good. Yes.
Great. Okay. This is awesome. You know, obviously, because you're young, I would have said, gosh, I would have preferred you being a 30-year mortgage, but it's done and you just did it and it's cheap. So we'll stay with what you got. A couple of things that rise to like I'm sure you've thought about this already. They're going to put the 10% match in no matter what. So you're going to put the 6% into your 403b, but then shift everything else to the Roth option. Okay. Whatever else. So you can put up to your 6%, but right now you said your 3% Roth can, you know, the 4% that was going in extra, right, for the traditional, shift that to the Roth. Put 10% in. It sounds like you could probably afford it. You're in a cheap tax bracket. You know, you're married, you're filing jointly, you're in the 22% tax bracket. It's all good. So I would just go, you know, 6% pre-tax in the 403b, put 10% in the Roth 403b. You got plenty of money. That's all good news. Here's something to consider. The IRA rollover, that $40-some thousand from the old 457, I would actually find out if TIAA would take that $40-something thousand and roll it into your 403b. See if you can roll that back into TIAA. I love TIAA. If you have to pick a company with really cheap expenses and is well run, I think TIAA is a good one. And it might behoove you to kind of have most of your, let's call it your pre-tax money. It would be great to just have it all there at TIAA. And that will allow you to just sort of say, okay, it's in one place, manage it there and not worry a bit about it. Okay. And I'm sure it'll be cheaper than wherever you do it. Are you doing it yourself? Are you managing your own money in the rollover?
No, I have it at another firm.
Is it like your brother who's managing?
No.
Okay. I'm about to tell you to fire that other firm. Because I would just take that rollover and just pop it right into the existing TIAA. If they'll take the money, you'll have to find out whether they'll take it. And the Roth IRA that you have, you know, if you want to have someone, you want to pay someone to manage it, fine. Of course, I'm always into like, just go to Vanguard or go someplace where it's cheap to manage it and use index funds and don't look back, essentially. Do you guys have your estate documents done? You got wills and powers of attorney and healthcare proxies?
I do, but it's been a while since I've looked at them. And so one of the things that's on my to-do list over the next couple of weeks is just going back and reviewing those documents.
Great. You said that you made $110,000 together with your wife. Are you the primary? Is it split equal? Like, how does it split up for you two?
I'm definitely the primary on it. Most of that is mine.
Okay. I mean, the only reason I ask that is that, do you also have life insurance?
I have a little bit of life insurance, but basically it's enough to make sure that if, God forbid, something happened to me, that my wife could pay off the house and be done with it. And fortunately, our home is our only major debt. I've got a car note, but that thing's going to be paid off in a couple of months.
Well, I would still probably look at life insurance because, you know, God forbid you drop dead tomorrow. If you're the primary wage earner, you're also the primary vehicle for retirement savings. So if you want your wife to be taken care of so that she and her next husband can have a nice life. Okay, I say that very sarcastically. That was a little humor for you. No, but really, if you want to try to make sure that that's the case, you're young, you're healthy. Now's the time to make sure that, you know, over the at least maybe say like a 15-year term policy that just, you know, if something bad happened before you had all of the money saved that you need to have saved for retirement, that should be taken care of. So I think it's worth going into any insurance calculator and determining whether or not you guys have enough. My guess is you need a little bit more.
Okay.
And other than that, it sounds like you're in good shape. Did I miss anything? Are you an aggressive investor? Should I be worried that you're taking too much risk? What's happening for you?
No, I've always been aggressive, but not very aggressive. I know I pretty much understand that I have a little bit of time on my side, but at the same time, you know, 20 years ago, if you would have told me that this was my situation, I would have never believed you. And yet here I am. So
that's really terrific. Well, I think you're in great shape. And if you need anything else, let me know. But I would be remiss if I didn't say one little extra thing, which is, even if you're not managing your wife's money, but like, you should just make sure you're both on the same page. Like, hey, honey, if I drop dead, here's where my stuff is. This is how you get access to it. That's sort of part of your, maybe in your wills and taking a look at everything. It's like I said, I mean, you may want to keep your assets separate, but because you're probably the beneficiary of each other's accounts and everything, it's worth just having a conversation, say, like, here's where everything is, so that you know what she has. I mean, and she knows what you have.
It's funny you mentioned that. Another thing that's on my to-do list, you know, after reviewing all of my documents and stuff, is basically putting together a document, you know, basically a dear wife letter, where if that happens to me, she's got a single page that says, here's where everything is, here are
yes.
Numbers,
Yes, exactly. So that's part of the estate stuff. So that's easily done. Try to make sure that you get that managed in the process. And I wish you the best of luck. So I think you're in really good shape. Keep doing what you're doing and keep accessing that Roth. I think you're going to be really happy that you have done so. Okay.
Well, I very much thank you for your advice and thank you for your time.
Oh, my pleasure. So listen, if you, like Anthony, have some questions about your retirement planning, maybe Roth versus traditional, all you have to do is send us an email. It's askjill@jillonmoney.com. AskJill@JillOnMoney.com. Now, if you're on the website because you've signed up for the free weekly newsletter, or you're just listening to old shows or watching some TV appearances, there's a contact button on the Jill on Money website so that you can whip off the question, and don't forget to tell us if you'd like to join us on the air, just like that. So easy. So as always, we want to remind you to please wash your hands, to wear your masks, to maintain your physical distancing, and put your hands metaphorically on someone's back today. Do something nice. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.